Hello, my friends. Blessings and peace on you in the mighty name of King Jesus. Welcome, guys, to episode number 100 and a special celebration today on The Pulse. I'm going to be your host. I'm going to be with you for the next few minutes. I want to ask you a question. Are you ready to be amazed? Guys, I got good news. I got so many good things to share with y'all today. And it's going to be so much fun. Like, what all is going to happen on this episode? Well, I'm so happy that you asked. Today, guys, we're going to be talking about our favorite moments in the first 100 episodes, right? Reflections of the prophetic word, Open Door, that we actually lived through this past year, which is a really big deal. Guys, we're going to be looking at the significance of the number 1212 and what it means in my life. And I just had a tremendous breakthrough that I don't even think, Shay, you don't even know what the big breakthrough is yet, do you?
I don't.
Wait till you hear it, because I got a special announcement I got to tell you. And then so much more, guys, including I want to be talking about my book, Numbers That Prophesy, and I got a bunch of testimonies to tell you as just came back from Durango, Colorado. I just also came back from... Hand me that. Thank you.
Sorry.
I just came back from Durango, Colorado, not Colorado, but Durango, Mexico. And then I came back from Nashville, Tennessee. I was also in Pigeon Forge over the weekend. Just got back late last night. Preached, and I had a really good sermon last night. And God truly moved as I continue my sermon series. And now this morning, I was with Fanchon Stinger, and I was with Joe Gum up at the Trinity Broadcasting Network Studios and the Merle Street Studios, and was there this morning, and Leanna was there with me, and Leanna did a great job. Guys, she did such a good job. And she actually pronounced, that's Joe Gum. I really like Joe Gum.
He's awesome.
I really do. I like him.
Nice guy.
And then, of course, Fanchon is like a very good friend of ours. She goes to our church. She took us to some rodeos, some PBR rodeos.
So fun.
She's a PBR girl, and then she also rescues kids. She rescues girls and teaches them how to be ladies, and, I mean, pours into their life. She personally mentors them. She is something else. So, guys, we'll be letting you guys know when that is going to air, which I do not know when that is going to air, but I will be letting you know when and where. But I can tell you this. You just got through seeing some of the promo for the Eric Steckelback Show, a very special on our work on the Tex-Mex border. And that's going to be tonight on the Trinity Broadcasting Network at 7:30 p.m. and then also at 10:30 p.m. And we're going to be talking about that as well. And I've got some clips to show you guys, and that's going to be crazy cool. All right. Well, joining me here today is Miss Shay Wilbur. How are you, ma'am?
I'm good. I'm excited to have you here. We pushed the 100th episode to today because we couldn't have it without you.
Well, I would have been in here in time to do it, but there was a dadgum snowstorm out in western Tennessee yesterday.
You were driving through it.
And man, our plane was canceled, the whole nine yards, and I drove through a blinding snowstorm, like one I hadn't been in a long, long time. And I was like, wow, man, like this is the real deal. And we had to catch a plane in Nashville. So we drove like 4 hours and 20 minutes, left at 7 o'clock yesterday morning.
Still,
I called you and I'm like, there's no way we're going to be back in time to do the pulse. So I appreciate you pushing us back, you know, to the 100.
Of course. Well, we couldn't have the celebration without you, literally. I mean, this is...
Well, we're going to do it.
We got some fun stuff planned for you today. We have some surprises that even Troy doesn't know about. So we'll save those for a little bit more.
Is there going to be any loud noises?
I said, no, we did talk about
because
it.
I need to know about that.
Not this time.
We need to warn Pastor Troy because I don't want him trying to reach for his gun again.
I literally had a pistol and I literally grabbed my pistol.
No, we learned our lesson. No loud noises.
Who's coming in here popping things?
I don't think, at least. Not that I know.
I say this. I just don't want to die from lack of shooting back. That's what I tell everybody.
Right.
Ain't going to happen with us.
It's going to be a fun show, though.
And joining me also, too, is my son, Mr. Benjamin Allen Brewer. How are you, son?
I do as well. Dad, how are you?
I do as well, and I live.
Did you know, what's a fun fact, just today is 12-12.
I'm so aware that it is 12-12, and I'm going to talk about that. We're going to get into that because that's always a big prophetic. It's important to know prophetic markers in your life.
Yes.
And that's God's idea. That is not man's idea. God's like, hey, every year at certain times, I want you to meet me at a certain place for a certain narrative. Mm-hmm. You know, that's called the holy days.
Yeah.
Right. And it's like, I'm going to add a new layer to a certain narrative I've always done. Well, dude, God gives me things on 12-12. And I mean, he literally moves me into new territory every year in some way on 12-12. And it means perfect government, right? So you know that there's 12 tribes of Israel, there's 12 disciples, there's 12 months in a year. The world is 24,000 miles around, which means it's 12 hours of light and 12 hours of darkness all at the same time. 12 is when God governs something or when God is in control. That's why there's 12 major constellations that the sun passes through out of the 88 constellations that are within the heavens. The number 12 is a big deal. And 12-12... in this year 24, right?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
In this year 24, I had one of the biggest breakthroughs I've ever had in my whole life. I had something happen today that I haven't told Ben yet. I haven't told you guys about yet. And I'm about to tell you about it. But it just happened like 45 minutes ago.
Oh, my gosh. I want to know because I was with you this morning. So it happened between.
Okay, listen to this. Are you ready?
Street
Are you ready?
Now.
But you got to wait. I would like to introduce Rebecca. Some say tomato. I say tamayo. She's here with us. You got to do the queen wave. That's what you do.
She has multiple last names.
Did you just get your nails done?
They're my holiday nails.
Her holiday nails.
Oh,
we love it.
I'm all about nails. Lana goes in. In fact, Lana's getting her eyelashes done right now.
Oh, that's your favorite.
She looks so good.
Yeah, that's because she wants more Christmas gifts, and she just bats them at me.
Uh-huh.
She's so beautiful, y'all.
She really is.
Man. She's a queen, yeah.
And she's cool. And, dude, she loves me, and she thinks I'm cool. After all these years, she still thinks I'm cool.
That's a plus.
And yes. I tell her that. I tell her, saying, listen, baby, you got to think I'm cool. Please think I'm cool. And she goes, I'm there.
I love her.
We think you're cool.
So no, she tells me, thank y'all for thinking I'm cool.
Leanna's gorgeous,
She's a good girl. She is a good girl. All right, so everybody here has been announced. What quick announcements would you like to make?
Well, don't forget to comment. Don't forget to share. Ben, can you share some locations of where people are watching?
Right now we have Tanya Gaston from Liberty Falls, Texas. We have Danielle C. from South Dakota, Melissa from Lakewood, Colorado, Mona from Minnesota, Robin from Arizona, and Renee from Dallas.
Okay, guys, so if you would, man, let us know where it is that you're watching from. Guys, look, we are going to pray for y'all here in just a little bit, but I got a breakthrough that just took place, and I got to tell you about it.
Yes.
And, okay, so first of all, today is a tremendous breakthrough, and it represents a brand new partnership as far as media is concerned.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because we're starting to partner with Eric Stackelback. He went down to Acuna, Mexico with me here about a month ago. Mm-hmm. We had a whole day of filming. It was incredible. And tonight he's doing a 30-minute special.
Amen.
And I've seen it.
It's so
I've seen it already.
We're so excited. Everybody's excited.
Yeah, I'm actually having a staff meeting today to show it to all of our staff. And like, you know, I want you guys to see this because this is a game changer for
us.
Mm-hmm. And that's a really big deal. So, guys, you guys be looking for that. That's at 7:30 tonight on the Trinity Broadcasting Network, the Eric Stackelback program. Yep. Mm-hmm. And then also, too, we also did a whole bunch of commercials, right? And so we're launching those today. Do we actually have one of those commercials?
We do have one.
Hey, can we?
Yeah, you want to see one?
Yeah, I want to see
one. Yeah, we can play it.
So, guys, we've been putting together these commercials. And then not only is this going to be on Trinity Broadcasting Network, but it's also going to be on a ton of networks because we're putting it on all of our TV shows. Mm-hmm. And letting people know that this is the cause of Jesus. Amen. To fight this fight against trafficking. Watch this. Up to 8 million children disappear every single year. And most of them are victims of an underground industry generating over $150 billion every single year. The government and the media, they seem powerless to be able to solve this epidemic of human trafficking. But you can make a great big difference. Troy Brewer Ministries is a ministry that's dedicated to making a difference one child at a time. And in the past 30 years, we have delivered 11,000 children from this living nightmare of sexual trafficking. And with your help, we can come to rescue thousands and thousands more. At Troy Brewer Ministries, we're not just rescuing and raising kids, but we are actually training nations to do the same. And friends, we work with foreign government agencies to identify and rescue children who are in desperate need of our help. Now, with 51 children's homes across all the globe, we actually provide food and clothing and shelter and the love and the truth of Jesus to every single child. Will you rise to this challenge? And would you please link arms with us? As we follow Jesus in carrying out this mission, this is His mission. Simply call 877-413-0888 in order to get started, or you can simply visit us at troybrewer.com for more information. Well, wow. there you have it, man. That's one of four new commercials that we put together. And I mean, that's awesome. Something we could put on Fox News. Oh, that's something yes. we can put at a whole bunch of places. And so mm-hmm. we're going to start doing that. And I want to just tell all of my partners, mm-hmm. you know what, if you want to help me do that, man, call the number and say, I'd mm-hmm. like to give towards that. And I think that this word needs to get out. Amen. And yep. we need to rescue more kids.
Yeah, I mean, you say it all the time. The reason we haven't rescued, you know, 22,000 kids and we're at 11,000 right now, which is a ton, by the way, is just because we need the support. Yep. The more mm-hmm. funds that come in, the more kids that we can help. And that is truly where your money is going to. I mean, mm-hmm. you are consistently saying yes. I mean, I see it. I'm in meetings with you. You get a phone call. Hey, Pastor Troy, we need $250,000 mm-hmm. to get this home for people in Ukraine. Can you help us?
Yeah.
And how do you say no when you hear the stories of these kids attached and these people who are in need? And you, the thing is, you don't say no. So yeah. we really do rely on our partners to, we say yes to God, and then we just trust the Lord to bring that support. So just want to encourage you to get involved and join the fight if you haven't already. Call the number on your screen. You can send a check to the address there. And you can give online as well at odx.tv or troybrewer.com. Click the give button right there. Mm-hmm. We make it super easy for you to get involved in the work that we're doing, and it's incredible work.
Mm-hmm. You know, what's funny is this thing, these commercials are just starting to air today. Mm-hmm. And the Trinity Broadcasting Network is actually doing our show today. And it's already dated because last week we picked up our 52nd
home. That's amazing.
Yeah. And there's wow. 200 and some odd kids mm-hmm. in this home. And we went and visited them and they're like, hey, would you guys be responsible mm-hmm. for this? We're like, yeah, man, we will. And like, okay, so what did it cost, you know, for us to be able to do that? I dropped $100,000 while I was there.
Yep. Wow.
And
wow.
so, yeah, you were with me, right?
I was.
Yeah. You was with me. I forgot you were with me. I've been gone. It's been a week since then. It's like I've lived 100 lifetimes since then.
I know how it goes.
Like, golly, that was a long time ago. That was over a week ago. And for us, that's a long time because there's a lot of stuff
so
going
much,
on.
Yeah, a lot happening.
But
yeah.
again, man, we picked up another 200 kids. And then also, too, the Mexican government in the state of Durango said, any money that you invest into rescuing children here, we will match dollar for dollar.
That's crazy.
And any homes that you build in the state of Durango, any homes that you build, not only will we and the government match dollar for dollar whatever you're building is, but we will also, whatever the maintenance is from month to month to month, praise we will Lord. Get the government to fund that.
Wow.
Okay, that's the kind of stuff that's starting to happen. So like that home mm-hmm. that we just now picked up, because it has special compliance, it also has special needs kids in it. The home that we just picked up, I don't know, Ben, how many special needs kids do you think?
I'd say it's probably 30.
Yeah.
That's a lot of kids.
And I mean, they're very, very special needs kids. So, I mean, like they have huge challenges. They seem like they might have like cerebral palsy or something like that. And there's a bunch of those kids. So those kids have to have one-on-one mm-hmm. with them. It's got to be in compliance with the Mexican yes. government. There's a ton of licenses, mm-hmm. All those kinds of things. The rest of the home is for trafficked kids, for kids that was trafficked. But it also has, and they include those special needs kids in with all the other kids. So they come wheeling them out in their beds. And when they're out there throwing balls around, they come out and they're holding a ball and they have somebody that gets with them. We actually wheeled a kid up to a big pinata. And,
that's cool.
And Bill Garson did that. And, you know, he got to hit the pinata and that was cool. Anyway, man, we did all that. And then here's what I can tell you is the cost of that 250 mm-hmm. kid place that we just now picked up, which we are now responsible for, and we're building additional wings on it to be able to put more kids into it, is about $150,000 a month because of the specialized doctors that's there. You know how much, guys, we have to pay for that? Zero.
Wow.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. We don't got to pay none. And the government is awesome. Paying for that. The facilities really? Are awesome.
They were amazing.
These are the kinds of things, man, that Jesus is doing. This is Amen. The role of the body mm-hmm. of Jesus is to make influence. You know, I was watching some show with Ben last night, and there was mm-hmm. this lady, she made this comment, and the comment was this. She said, 5% of the world is evil. 5% of the world are good people. And the other 90% will follow whoever is in charge, the good guys or the bad guys. Mm-hmm. And I thought about that for a minute, and I thought, You know, I don't know if those numbers are accurate, but I do know that the principle is accurate.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I do know that it is. I mean, look at how quickly, as soon as Biden mm-hmm. became president, we went into the woke narrative and suddenly everybody started talking woke. Suddenly everybody started getting canceled. Mm-hmm. Everybody started wearing masks. Everybody started this, that, mm-hmm. and all the baloney that went with it. Now, as soon as that has changed, the 90% is like, man, go, God bless America. Let's go. Let's go to church. Let's be. And I'm like, it is so important for the body of Jesus to have the influence.
Amen. Yeah.
Yeah.
And guys, we're doing it.
It's a big deal.
We're doing it, man. It's like wowzers. Like
I was talking to Fanchon because she just got back from DC yesterday. So she got back. She was with you guys today, interviewing you today, as you mentioned, but she just said the feeling, the atmosphere mm-hmm. in DC is just so electric because it really does feel like we're living in a bit of a win here. And it just feels like the tides are changing, the culture is shifting, and I feel like the church and the body of believers are being set up better than we have in the past and better than ever before, and the stage is set for, I really believe ministries like ours to really take center stage because the work that we're doing, that you have been doing, the years that you've sown, the 30 years that you've sown, rescuing kids, I just feel like God is setting the stage for now.
It's the time.
I don't know. I feel like a huge spotlight. And amplification is going to happen in this new.
Well, let's do this thing. Mm-hmm. Let's do this thing. Let's show everybody Jesus.
Amen. Yeah.
And let's just show them who Jesus is and let's go.
Yeah.
I mean, like, let's go. let's show people Jesus and let's do the kingdom stuff.
Amen.
Yeah. And we got such a great opportunity to do that. Well, I've never had anybody offer to me a dollar per dollar and then say, also, if you'll build the facilities, we will make sure that's in the government incredible. That the we will find the programs that will actually fund that.
That's incredible. That is,
and it's like, okay.
There's like, no excuse. Wow. Let's do it.
Like, yes. What excuse do we have?
Yeah.
So I dropped $100,000and I made a commitment for a whole lot more than that to build additional places. And then I met with the commandante of the state police.
Oh yeah.
I'm talking about awesome. The popo.
The popo. Really
cool. Okay. All right. So Ben, I was in a level 7.
Oh, I saw the.
I was level 5. 7. Yeah, you were in a mirror
level
5.
You were only in the 5. Was yours the one with the little, like the little thing for the gun
has,
to go out?
It has gun ports.
A video, but no sound.
It actually is.
Yeah, we have a video, but let's not play the sound. And you could see you filming, and we could see the holes on the window.
Yeah, so it actually has gun ports. So me and Leanna are like, hey, look at those gun ports.
That's a gun port.
Yeah, so that screw it and start shooting through.
Yeah, exactly right. If somebody's shooting at you, you can literally just unscrew it. You can stick your pistol right in the side of the door. Look, there's even one on the windshield for the passenger. But that, my friend, the guy that is driving us around is the commandante of the state police.
That's great. What does that even mean?
He's like the commissioner.
He is the head of the state police.
The commander.
Not a city, but I mean over the state.
Wow.
Right?
Wow.
And so he hung out with us all week and let us hang out in his car and drove around. He drove us around. We had 16 machine guns with us.
Crazy.
And
you were happy.
I was very happy.
Yeah.
And I asked him, I said, hey man, if the shooting breaks out, are you going to lend me a pistol? He said, see, and he started to hand me one right there. I was like, no, thank you very much.
And Leanna, what was her reaction?
Leanna's like, my God. It was so great. But again, the opportunity that we have to rescue kids and to keep them from coming across the border and into our zip codes here is craziness.
So did you already share, did you mention what the breakthrough was this morning? Because I'm still waiting. I want to hear what that
real
was.
Real quick, apparently there was a $405 giver on YouTube just now.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Wow, that's great.
Thank you.
Whoever that is, thank you guys.
That is awesome.
Thank you for giving and thank you for trusting us.
Yes.
And thank you for being a great big part.
Wow.
Amen. Yes.
Well, okay. I guess I don't know. I need a drum roll or something, man. I need like a drum roll. We got a drum roll here. Are you guys ready?
Yes.
Boom. Guys, on 12/12, which is a special day to me, I got a phone call today. And the phone call was a lady in Pueblo, Colorado said, I want to give you 185 acres so that you can build a new Redemption Ranch, Colorado.
What? That's cool.
I want to go.
She wants to give you that land?
Yep.
Okay, so where is it again? Because I want to look that up now.
It's 30 minutes south of Pueblo, Colorado.
That's so awesome.
So we will have a Redemption Ranch, Colorado.
Wow. That is
so Joseph, really he cool. actually prophesied that to me. You guys remember? He mm-hmm. prophesied that.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I see amazing. Somebody giving you a bunch of land and you're about to step into it.
It's
and he
beautiful.
Said, and he said, this, that, that. So I'm in Pueblo all the time.
Really?
So I'm in wow. there like 4 or 5 times a year. Mm-hmm. And every time I'm there, I'm like, God wants us to do something here. I don't know what he wants wow. us to do, but man, I know Leanna and I were in Pueblo real briefly, maybe a month ago, something like that. Mm-hmm. And I'm telling you, I told her, baby, God wants us to do something here. We need to look up churches or something here because the Lord wants us to do something.
Amen.
The lady that called me, I do not know her. The lady that mm-hmm. called me follows us. The lady that called me came down for the 2020 New Beginnings Conference. And she said, well, I met you there at the 2020 New Beginnings Conference at the Tarrant County Convention Center. And she said, I follow everything that you do. I know that your ministry is of the Lord. And I know that y'all will do something amazing with this place.
Wow.
And
wow.
I went, oh, we will. And so that happened today.
So wow. cool.
Look at that.
185 acres just given to
amazing.
Us.
Amazing. Mm-hmm.
So yeah, so we will. We'll be announcing all that. She's going to come down to the New Beginnings Conference and amazing. Sign everything over. I talked to her today. She's also a real estate lady, and she was super sweet, and she loves us, and she's a lifetime member of ODX.
Wow.
Yep, she's a lifetime member.
Wow.
And so I'm sure she's watching right now. But yeah, what do you think about that, Ben?
Send me, I'll go.
Send Let's I, go, I man. Shall go, the Lord.
Let's go up there.
Where's that elk at?
I need to go
elk
hunting. Yeah. We're going, yes.
Elk and
We're
antelope ready. And mule deer.
That's
oh
cool.
my goodness.
But you know what,
Colorado.
Man? I want to just take one of the things that's on my heart because I was recently in Colorado and there's a couple of cool things. One is Joseph Z is up there, and that's pretty awesome. But also, too, we were invited to go to a reservation. We went to a reservation, and we talked to this lady about all the kids that are missing and all the girls that are missing from the indigenous Indian people reservations all over the place, the res. And she's like, and nobody does anything about it. And we have these girls that have been trafficked. And she's like, do you have anything in Colorado? And I told her, I said, no, ma'am, I do not. Well, I will now. So maybe we just gather up a whole bunch of these girls that have been trafficked on these reservations and bring them in
wow,
and pour
yeah,
into their lives.
That is,
well, we got a place to do that.
That would be amazing.
So who knows what all we can do.
Yeah. Like, he gave you the land, so now it's
12-12.
Yeah.
12-12.
There you go.
All right.
That is awesome.
1-2-3 right now. Just
1-2-3. 1-2-3. It is 1-2-3 right now.
Uno, dos, tres. There you go.
We do have, do we have any shout outs for our ODX community? Because we do have a surprise. A special surprise to make your 12-12 even more special, Pastor Troy.
Really?
We do.
Mm-hmm.
But do you want to give you the ODX shout outs? Did we do that already?
Yeah, we did.
We did.
Not,
okay,
not ODX.
Just
we did. Well, we did Facebook.
I did
Facebook.
Everything.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Perfect. Yeah. We have Susan Kerr, Kelly Garcia.
Got Pablo. Yay.
Pablo. We got the marvelous Morgan. Who's that? Sherry.
Sorry. The marvelous Sherry.
Mona, Aaron Jacobs, Pablo. Is it
Breeze.
Mark? Yeah, Breeze. Wow.
Look guys, at
yeah,
before yeah. we continue, yeah, I think we just need to thank Jesus.
Let's do
yeah,
it.
Let's
Can we do that?
Yeah.
Because,
yeah.
guys, wherever you're at all over the world, man, celebrate this with us yeah, here so on our 100th and on our 100th episode.
And, wow.
And then also on the 12-12 day and on the day that so many doors are being opened.
Yeah.
It's the year of the open door, right? And we're still in the midst of that. And this is the 12th month. And guys, let's all just say thank you for this 185 acres. Father God, sir, thank you, Lord. Thank you, God, for loving people. Thank you, Lord Jesus, sir, for loving people that nobody else loves. Thank you, God, for setting the captives free. Thank you, Lord Jesus, sir, for putting it upon people's hearts, God, to give and to be a part of this ministry. I don't even know what to say to that except for yes, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Father God, sir, I want to lift up my friend Mary that I spoke to today that's given us this 185 acres. Father God, sir, I call her blessed. And I pray, Father God, sir, that you would pour out your Holy Spirit upon her, Lord God. Let there be tremendous breakthrough. Let this be a day of tremendous breakthrough for her. I want to lift up every single partner, God, that all of us have. And I pray, Father God, sir, for all the partners of Troy Brew Ministries. And I pray, Father, in the name of Jesus, God, that today would be a breakthrough, a day of blessing for every single one of them. That within the hour, God, that the phone would ring. God, that incredible things would happen. God, prayers that they needed answered for a long, long time. Father God, sir, these are your people. And God, we all partner together in this fight. So I pray, Father God, sir, that you would see our partners. And I pray, God, that you bless them and help them and love them, Lord God. And Father, once again, God, we promise, Lord God, just like Redemption Ranch Chiapas, just like Redemption Ranch West Texas, and now Redemption Ranch Colorado, Father God, sir, we promise, and it is our pledge, that we will be good stewards of the kingdom over this land. I pray, God, that people would be saved. I pray, God, that there'd be signs and miracles and wonders. I pray, Father God, sir, that chains would fall off of people at these places. And Father God, I love you and praise you and thank you for it. In Jesus' name, everybody here say together.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Yeah. Wow. Hallelujah.
I felt that. Thank you, okay. Jesus.
All right. It's going to be a good year.
It's going to be a good year.
It's going to be a good year.
Come on.
I think it kicked off. You know, now we're celebrating 12-12, but you released your book, Numbers of Prophecy, on your birthday, 12-6. We didn't get to fully celebrate your birthday, and we're going to talk more about your book.
Okay.
But we do have a gift from you. I mean, for you.
Yeah.
For your birthday. Mm-hmm. And Zach's coming in with it.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Troy. Happy birthday to you.
That's amazing.
We all signed it, the media band and a bunch of our... Your employees.
Look at that. You guys know I love signed guitars, and it's a wine color guitar.
Yes. So Zach, deal. I feel like Zach, you got to set up the. Hold on, he's going to take over Ben's mic. Zach's going to set up because this was something that was on Zach's heart to do, and we all pitched in and wanted to bless you. But set up the why behind the guitar.
Yeah, I was asking though. I knew your birthday was coming up, and this is my first birthday of knowing you. And I felt to ask the Lord, like, what should I get him? And originally I thought my wife brought home a Bob Ross ornament.
That was nice. A chia pet.
But then I was like, it's like a $12 thing, you know? Yeah. So, but then I asked the Lord, and the Lord just, I remember you saying how much you love signed guitars. Mm. And then that same Sunday you were with Leanna and you pointed at the red guitar, and it was just like a double confirmation to like make it happen. And then just organize it with the team here while you were gone. And everybody that you see signed contributed to it. And now you can rock on, and Leanna will appreciate it. Just as much as you.
You can write her some more songs.
Yes.
That is so thoughtful.
Happy birthday.
Les Paul, no less.
Yeah.
That's nice. Well, it's just beautiful, and I will cherish this forever, guys. Mm-hmm. I am so grateful. That is so thoughtful. Oh, I sure do love y'all, man. Thank you, thank you, thank you. So did Ben sign this thing?
Not yet. He said, I'm good.
That means he did not contribute.
I think he did, yeah.
I know what that means.
No, but I did actually send him a list of all the red guitars that I saw, and he picked out that one, and we gave that option another option, so we went with that one.
I love
it. Look at
that. I love it. It's just beautiful. Well, I shall build a house around it.
Do it.
Build a great
Colorado
monument.
Redemption Ranch.
Oh, yes. In your John Wayne pants.
Yeah, exactly right. I don't even know if everybody knows that I was given a pair of leggings that John Wayne wore in the movie True Grit.
Really?
Wow.
Not True Grit. It was the movie... I'll think of it here in just a minute.
Wow.
Big Jake. It was the movie Big Jake.
That's cool.
Yeah, they gave me the leggings.
Now, what are leggings? Because when I hear leggings, I think of
tights. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I was thinking tights yesterday in the service. I'm like,
John Wayne never wore tights.
I don't think John Wayne would wear.
That's blasphemy. The anger of the Lord, the fire of God will fall.
Why would he want tights? Like, you don't look like a guy to wear tights.
I know. No, so is that a Jesus. Thing? Are chaps also called leggings?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
People that actually use them call them leggings.
Okay.
Right? People that watch it on TV.
Mm-hmm. I call it a chap.
And it's not even chaps. It's supposed to be shaps.
Really?
So that you know, yes.
Shaps. Yeah. I need a pair.
That's exactly right.
I need a pair of chaps.
With all that said, I did get a pair of chaps or leggings from the movie Big Jake that John Wayne actually wore.
That's cool. Wow.
And that was in Durango, Mexico, because I was out there on his ranch. He had a 2,500-acre ranch. And he filmed all of his movies out there. And whenever he died, he willed it to the man that took care of all of his horses.
Wow.
That's cool.
And so the governor actually invited us while we were out there. We were visiting hospitals. And he said, hey, I want to take you somewhere. And the lady who's in charge of the Ministry of Tourism was also out there with us. And that place is privately owned.
Yeah.
It's not a public place.
And it's really cool who owns it. Can you tell that? Because wasn't the, are you talking about the John Wayne place? Didn't he gift it?
Yeah.
He willed it.
He willed it to the guy that took care of his horses. So,
wow.
So the guy that runs it now, that that man has since died. And because John Wayne died like in the 70s, in the late 70s, right? And but his son was a little boy when all that happened. And he's in all the movies as well. Mm-hmm. And anyway, it was crazy. We went out there.
Wow, it's so cool.
It looks so cool, actually.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Zach.
You're welcome, man.
So you can play your guitar.
That's very, very, very thoughtful. And I am. That's a very special gift to me. And I know it's kind of hard to buy for. And
he's going to start playing.
It may not be in tune.
Did you tune it?
I don't know.
Did you tune it?
I had a worship leader. Brian Keita. Yeah, he tuned it last night.
Okay.
He gave some words of encouragement about it and said it's good guitar and all that. I was like,
Yeah, you're good. It's so pretty.
It's so pretty. I love that. I love that color.
Thank you, friends. I'm so grateful. Thank you. And again, all the signatures just on it, man. That's pretty dadgum cool.
And you want me to put it over here for you?
Yeah. Okay. Thank you, sir.
Yeah, so that was
Well, that's very nice.
Your birthday.
Man, that was wonderful.
We wanted to bless you. We missed you while you were gone. You've been out a lot, so we miss you.
I know. I have.
We had to make
it feel like a lot,
special.
After he got sick and then gone, and then so glad you're way better.
Yeah, yes. You were down for the count for a while. I think people don't realize. I mean, you don't really get sick, at least as long as I've known you.
Correct.
And you also just go, even when you are not feeling great. So the fact that you were out for so long, we were like, man.
We kept texting each other. I'm like, this is weird.
Is he okay?
I kept texting Ben, and Ben's like, don't. I'm like, take him in. Somebody help him. I wasn't here.
I went to bed. I came in on church after Sunday and went straight to bed and did not leave my bedroom until Wednesday.
Wow.
I just slept. I was so sick. I didn't want to do anything but just sleep. And I honestly thought maybe second day into it or so, I thought, this might get me. I don't know, man.
Wow.
It's like,
I was worried, but we were praying.
Sick. Yeah. Like, wow. And that was, 2 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago? Mm. And I'm still weak from it, but I feel so much better, and God is good. And God is good. Yeah. So
there's lots that we're doing, lots that we've been doing. And I do, I do think, on one side, we're going to be attacked more.
Oh, yeah.
And the enemy's going to come against us. But that's just because we're doing so much. And, God is opening up crazy doors and blessing us so much. And you said this was the year of the open door, 2024. Yep. And we've had so many open doors. I mean, even just since I've been here the past few months. And I'm curious to know some of your highlights, some of your favorite open doors from this past year. When you think about all God has done.
Well, there's just so many things. I honestly, I'm just thinking just the past couple of weeks.
Yeah.
You know, it's just so incredible. Well, I just got through sharing with you guys, all the things with the state of Durango and how crazy that is. Mm-hmm. And then this whole thing with Trinity Broadcasting Network, which I'm so grateful for, and the whole partnership with Eric Steckelback and all those kinds of things. But this book got done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's been a 2 to 3 year project. I've known most of these stories for 20 and 30 years, and I've preached on them from time to time. But then I started putting together the book, and it was just a train wreck for me. It was so hard for me to put together, simply because I couldn't spend enough time in one place to be able to do all the research.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's just a ton of research, Zach. I mean, it's just craziness. So we finally got that done, and then it got released on my birthday. And again, we're just talking about this month. And then of course, Leanna wrote her very first book this year. Leanna also got her doctrine of divinity.
Yes.
She's Dr. Leanna, right? And we also opened up a brand new school, the Leanna Brewer Legacy School, which is for 1,000 kids in Uganda, East Africa.
Look at that.
Yeah.
That's cool.
That's for 1,000. I mean, it's 1,000 kids, man, that we are sending those kids to school every single day. And a ton of them are rescue kids. That's actually on our rescue property is where that's at. And so we have a rescue kids on that same property. Just about.
I
know.
I like those pants, Pastor. I didn't know those were still the zipper ones.
Those are leggings.
Those are legends.
Sorry,
those are leggings. Those are actually legends.
Y'all look so good. I love you guys.
Oh, gosh. I don't know.
A lot.
Other breakthroughs. But let me, I think maybe I was also prophesying. And guys, I'm holding on to this, and I'm believing God for this. So the year of the open door, right? So 24 is the year of the open door. And we know that the 4 is a symbol in Hebrew. The letter that represents the number 4, if that makes sense to you, is also a prophetic picture of a door, right? Mm-hmm. Okay, well, the number for Behold, I have set before you an open door and no man can shut it, is 444. Mm. The first time you see that is Isaiah 22:22.
Yep.
So, mm-hmm. And then you end up seeing it again in the book of Revelation.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I am believing that on the 444th day of the hostage crisis of the mm-hmm. Jews, that the murderous Palestinians mm-hmm. celebrated and came across the line with Hamas and went over there and abducted them and raped them and tortured them and killed their babies and hauled them off. I'm believing that on the 444th day, I'm believing for their release.
Amen.
Yes. And that is the year of the open door.
Yeah.
And that's a really big deal. And guys, we have precedent. We have prophetic precedent for that because back in 1980, when the worst president before Joe Biden we ever had was Jimmy Carter.
Yep.
And that peanut was...
That's a good name for him.
That brother was elected because he said, I want everybody to know that I'm a Christian. And then he went like this. I don't know if you guys ever saw that.
Did you just do that though? I was literally just looking at Zach to see if he was doing the noise. How did you just do that?
That was crazy. That was like a beatboxing skill. You got beatboxing skills?
That you're right.
It's where you can make a melody, mm-hmm. but you can move your mouth and do other things. Yeah.
That's weird.
Oh.
So
anyway, dude, can you beatbox? Sorry.
Can you try real quick?
I don't even know what beatboxing is.
It's like, making a beat with your mouth.
I know what chaps and leggings are.
You know what leggings are?
Yeah, like, now we know what leggings are.
Can you do a beatbox? Like kind of a...
Why is he wearing tights? That was the most blasphemous thing.
Sorry, Pastor. That was
about John Wayne.
Pastor.
We were trying to figure it out.
We're not talking about you. John Wayne never wore yoga pants. I promise.
That's what I was picturing. I was like...
Because when you say leggings now... That's what it means. And Gen Z and all, that's what we think automatically is leggings or tights.
Well, y'all need to know your history.
Leggings.
I'm not talking about wrestling or the Great Wall Lindas. I'm talking about John Wayne. That's what I'm talking about. So
we learned something today.
Come on. Y'all got to think that's funny. I think that's funny.
That is funny.
So anyway, what I was saying before I was so rudely interrupted by modern culture.
Modern culture.
Is that on 444, I'm believing God because back in 1980, you know, what liberal Democrats always do is just like what, you know, Obama Hussein had to say. Is like, I don't know what magic wand anybody thinks that they can wave and just bring the economy up. Okay, well, and I don't know what magic wand anybody thinks that they can actually wave and stop ISIS. Yeah, well, Trump shut it down in like 3 weeks. They were saying it was going to take 20, 30 years to shut down ISIS. He shut it down in 3 weeks. You know how he did it? He dropped a bomb on them. That's what you do.
Yeah.
And it was called a Moab. It was the mother of all bombs. It's called a Moab, which was so prophetic. Like, you know, Moab, right? He dropped a bomb on him and said, yeah, I'll kill you. And they said, okay, we quit. They can't stand resistance. They're all a bunch of cowards. And they look for weak Americans to pander to them. Mm-hmm. And liberals always do that. They always do that. Well, Jimmy Carter did the same thing. And they took a whole bunch of Americans hostage. And they had them. And then President Ronald Reagan got elected. And he went, well, I'm about to be the president. And I suggest that you let those Americans go. And you know what they did? They let them go. And they let them go on the 444th day.
Wow.
Come on.
And 444 means the key of David. It's when the door is open. Mm. So church, let's all believe God that these guys will be let go on the 444th day.
Yes,
and
Lord.
Guess which day of the year that is. Depending upon which side of the planet you're on, it's either December 24th or December 25th.
Come on, Jesus.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
It can happen.
I believe it. Yes, we declare.
It can happen. Mm-hmm. Father God, let it be. I pray, God, that all these hostages, all of them, God, would be released on the 444th day.
Amen.
Jesus.
And God, I love you, Lord. And God, release your angels for the performance of your word in Jesus' name. Amen.
In the name of Jesus. Amen.
I was praying out on the back 8 acres of my place and praying, and I heard the Lord speak that to me.
Amen.
And said, I want you to pray this. And I went, oh, I am. And so I started prophesying it, and I'm declaring it. Let it be in Jesus' name. That'd be the greatest Christmas gift ever.
Amen. I believe it.
So believe in God for that.
Shay, aren't you doing some kind of music tribute to hostages?
Yeah, I actually, I felt it on my heart to write a song in honor of the hostages. And really, it's taken right from the scriptures. It's prophetic. Oh, I sent it to you faster when you were driving yesterday. I knew you had a long time in the car. So I was like, I'm going to send you my new song.
So
but
good.
We're releasing it. Thank you. We're releasing it in January in a few weeks. So I'll let you guys know once I have that exact release day. But it's called We Will Dance Again. And that's the slogan from the Nova Music Festival. And I just felt like we needed, you know, I had heard some songs that were like commemorative and, you know, honoring the lives lost. But I felt like we needed more of like a battle cry song. Like, we will dance again.
Amen.
You know, this is the people of Israel that God has prophesied that they're not going anywhere. This is the enemy that we've been fighting since Bible time, since Isaiah, since the times of Isaiah and Jeremiah. And it's the things that they prayed and they declared over the land is what we should be praying and declaring over the land of Israel. And so that's exactly what the song was taken from. So I'll share it more coming up. And I pray that I'm sharing it from a standpoint of they've all been released because it's going to be after 444. That day. So I'm believing God that it truly will be like a victory, a victory cry.
Wow.
When it's released. So I'm hanging on that word, that prophecy, Pastor, and we're going to chop this up and I'm excited that we're going to share it when that happens on 444.
So you were sharing that and I'm just remembering Jeremiah 1:19, they will fight against you, but they shall not prevail against you, for I am with you, declares the Lord, to deliver you. So I declare that over all the hostages in the name of Jesus as we're prophesizing and as you release your song and going to be amazing.
Well, friends, we're about to go behind the veil. And whenever we go behind the veil, we're going to be talking about prophecy. And specifically, I'm going to be talking about numbers that prophesy.
Yeah.
We're going to be going through the process of that book. I'm going to show you some of my favorite things that's in it. And but before we do that, let me tell you that if you are a part of the ODX family, if you're a part of stage two, or if you are a part of stage three, you know what? This thing is exclusive for you. Once we go off of all of our social media platforms and we go exclusively, thank you very much, to ODX.TV, ODX.TV. I want to remind everybody, be sure and watch me tonight on the Eric Steckelback program, right? Which is, I think it's at 7:30 and 10:30. And that is on the Trinity Broadcasting Network. It's 12:12. And Zach and Rachel, I'm sorry, Rebecca, you have something that you want to tell? If people want to support us, if they want to stand with us, what do you guys want to say?
Yeah, so you could call us at 877-413-0888. We will stand with you. We'll pray with you. Don't forget to share, to comment. Not only are you just commenting and reposting because we're telling you, but that is being a media missionary. We declared that yesterday. We have a bunch of things happening. The Christmas outreach, that is a way to be a media missionary by going to one of our outreaches to go into the food bank this Saturday. So we want to encourage you guys to go out and be a media missionary. You can connect with us and online at odx.tv. You can mail us at Troy Brewer Ministries, P.O. Box. It's going to be on the lower thirds, 3775 Burleson, Texas, 76097. Let's be a rescuer. Let's stand up. Let's take a stand. We've been saying that for a whole year now, but let's do it and let's maintain and take a stand.
Yep, you heard it here first. Looking forward to tomorrow night. I have Pastor Troy coming out to I Like Birds tomorrow night. Live audience show.
We'll have Shay
and Rebecca leading some worship, and it's going to be a good time. We're going to have Pastor Troy's book out there. You're going to be doing some signings and meet and greet, and we'll have some Mexican food and coffee, and it's going to be a good time.
It's like an intimate gathering. It's not like a huge event. It's like, okay, like 30 or 40 people, and that's it.
Yep.
It's a ticketed event. How do people get their tickets and how do they do that?
It's on Eventbrite. I'll have Sherry drop the link for you guys in the comments. And then if you're on ODX Stage 2 and Stage 3, you actually get in free. So make sure you sign up for ODX if you're not a part of that. That way you can get an email sent your way with the promo code from the awesome team here at Open Door Church.
And we will be selling the books there. So if you have not gotten your book, Pastor Troy will be signing.
Okay.
And we'll be selling numbers.
Yeah, last time you were praying and prophesying over people. So people got blessed that day. I'll tell you what.
Okay, well, all four of us are going to be out there. So if you want to come out and hang out with us for a really fun night, man, and it's in downtown Fort Worth, Texas. It's a really cool venue. It's really cool. I've been there before, and it's really good. Again, you can find all the information right there. I can see that Sherry just put that up. Here it is, bada boom, bada bing. Is that it right there,
you think? That's it right there. And you can also get tickets at the door at the launch box if you guys just want to come on down that night. And then, you can get them at the door, and it'll be
so
good
the
time.
Place is called The Launch Box.
Launch Box Collective. It's on Lipscomb Street. So make sure you get the right spot because there's another place called Launch Box. It's like a restaurant in the Fort Worth. So you got this really specific Launch Box Collective. And that's why on the little poster, you got the address at the bottom and stuff like that. So and then on the Eventbrite, you can see the address on there nice and clear. So
thank you, Sherry.
Yeah, thank you for doing that.
New book release, meet and greet, questions and answers, live worship, jokes.
Jokes. That's from you.
That's from you. You're the joke man, Troy. You're
the joke man. Now, we actually do have a comedian coming out tomorrow. One of my buddies named Reggie French. He's going to come do a little 10-minute set as well.
Cool.
Yeah. So I booked him this week, you know, and so I'm excited about that. Yeah. It's going to be a good night. It's going to be full. It's going to be full of fun.
And then everybody can actually see this on the I Like Birds podcast?
Yeah, so we encourage people, if you're in town, to come. But if people are watching from afar and can't fly in for it, you can watch it on either ODX Stage 3 or you can watch it on our YouTube.
Okay, right on.
So we have one more announcement Shay just mentioned.
Yeah, we just want to confirm. So Stackleback tonight, if you're in Central Time, it's 6:30 p.m. It's 7:30 if you're Eastern.
We just caught that.
On the West Coast.
Mm-hmm. Whoa.
I've been telling everybody 7:30, guys.
But listen, a lot of people are Eastern and West Coast. So if you're on the East Coast or the West Coast, it's 7:30 and 10:30 p.m. for you. If you're Central, it's 6:30.
And we will do a live here shortly to remind everybody, all our partners, everybody following us, we will have a live to remind you of the correct time.
Yeah.
6:30 Central. Mm-hmm.
6:30 Central. 7:30 if you're on the East or West Coast.
Did they just promote it as that?
Yeah, they did that.
That's where their most network is.
Stackleback did that. Yeah, and I just caught it on their website.
So make sure you tune in tonight at the correct time.
All right, listen, guys, we're going to go behind the veil. And for everybody that's stage two and everybody that's stage three, man, stay tuned because I'm going to be going through my new book, Numbers That Prophesy. I'm going to give you a chance to ask me questions. And I want to be talking about this special addendums that's at the back of this that has a dream interpretation. It has numbers. It's got all kinds of craziness. We're going to go through some of that, and that's going to be a lot of fun. Plus, we might have time to go in through the historical event of the Titanic of 9/11 and also to the assassination of President Lincoln and the man on the moon, which is a big deal. It's interesting stuff. Wow. It really truly is. It's mind-blowing stuff. I'll tell you how I got into it and how I discovered it all as well. So, great big thank you, guys. I'll let you guys sign us out.
Yeah, well, we are ready to go behind the veil. Again, if you are not partnered, if you have not signed up, this is the time for you to be a stage two, stage three partner. Also, we have exclusive events happening like in January 15, 16, and 17. We have an online will be broadcasted, but we have an ODX gathering special just for you. So don't forget that on the first night of the conference, you get to meet Pastor Troy, you get to meet Zach, Shay, and all the team, and it will be an ODX gathering. You could join that if you become a stage two or three. So go to odx.tv. We're all set.
Okay.
All righty. Let's go behind the veil.
Let's do it.
Behind the veil.
Episode 100.
Bye-bye. Yes. God bless you guys. Thank you.